Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I got a text. Somebody just texted in at 437-1620. What'd the commissioners do with Baptist Hospital? And my answer to them was, how do you say, kick the can? Seriously. By the way, two forces last night were trying to ruin my life. Force number one was the NFL. We have seen lightning on the horizon 43 miles away. Therefore, we must postpone this game for the next hour and a half. I'm actually trying to watch the opening night of NFL football last night, and I can't because of this, you know, got to get up and do the morning show. But the commissioners were no better. This meeting was, God, what, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock? I don't know. It's crazy. It was ongoing, and I was only paying attention to it in real time because, you know me, I usually don't cover meetings for the next day because of the timing of it, I get it for, like, Monday. But I watched this one. This morning, I watched all the way to the end. I cut the audio, ready to talk about it, but I have other stuff to get to. I don't have enough time to do it appropriately today. But, yeah, the short version is, well, good Lord. It's so disappointing. I know every commissioner is going to be angry at me for saying it that way. But if you're honest, that's what happened. They voted to vote on it later. Seriously, they voted to push it to the next meeting. With some nuance and a lot of drama and smoke. Anyway, this I thought was much more interesting and I have time to cover it. Tim Kaine, the running mate of Hillary Clinton. You remember Tim Kaine? Virginia Senator Tim Kaine was going to become the vice president if Trump had not beat Hillary Clinton, right? We would have, instead of, you know, who we got, we would have had Vice President Tim Kaine, who in a hearing recently in the Senate literally said what I'm about to play for you. Hold on. If you know the political philosophy of America, our founding documents, even a little bit about civics, you're going to be horrified. But hey, here goes. There's nothing out of bounds for a potential vice president from the Democratic Party.
The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the creator, that's what the Iranian government believes. It's a theocratic regime that bases its rule on Shia law and targets Sunnis, Baha'is, Jews, Christians, and other religious minorities. And they do it because they believe that they understand what natural rights are from their creator. So the statement that our rights do not come from our laws or our governments is extremely troubling.
You could just say you hate the Declaration of Independence. I mean, you could just say, I reject the political philosophy of this country. Our rights do not come from God or from a creator. They come from the law itself. That's what he said. And those of you who believe that your rights come from God or the creator, you're the same as the Iranians. You're the dangerous radicals. This is literally what he said. Listen one more time. Listen to what he said.
The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the creator, that's what the Iranian government believes. It's a theocratic regime that bases its rule on Shia law and targets Sunnis, Baha'is, Jews, Christians, and other religious minorities. And they do it because they believe that they understand what natural rights are from their creator. So the statement that our rights do not come from our laws or our governments is extremely troubling.
There's not a lot of reasons that I think that somebody in public office ought to be impeached and removed. But this qualifies. This is at the core of who we are as a country. What did Thomas Jefferson write? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. The only basis for criticizing government, praising government, perpetuating government, or reforming government is if you have something prior to government, higher than government, more important than government to tell you the shape government should have. Tim Kaine saying that the laws create your rights is Tim Kaine saying that we can do anything we want because the referees are going to make the rules. No, the referees implement the rules, respect the rules, violate the rules. The rules are made by somebody else. Government is just to the degree it honors what God gives us. Government is unjust to the degree it violates what God gives us. And the thing that this view of, like, if there's a religious origin to your source of government authority, accountability, that makes you the same as the Iranians? Well, in the sense that you believe in a divine source, yes. But, you know, the shape of that belief, the particular theology and the rights you believe come from God matter dramatically. This is amazing that he was sincere. He was thought out. He had his glasses pushed up like he was giving us a clear lecture. To his credit, Ted Cruz laid him out on it, but he had already left because he'd made his point. Amazing. It's amazing. 6:16 on News Radio 92.3, the Transgressive Memorial Service comes up next. Find out why Finland makes the list. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash, State Road 89, just south of Wells Pond Road in Jay. They're saying the roadway is clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority and happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion. You are invited to bring a blanket and a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, check out Count the Years. They are a high-energy cover band that takes audiences on a musical journey through the decades, from synthesized 80s to today's chart toppers. It's all happening at Bands on the Beach. You'll be dancing and singing along all night. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Grand Island High School near Buffalo, where a very serious violation of the separation of church and state is taking place. You see, seniors at the New York High School pay $50 for the privilege of decorating their assigned parking spaces with positive artwork meant to beautify the campus and promote school spirit, which we think is a lovely practice. We definitely believe in empowering students to stand up for what they believe in, as long as it's also what we believe in. The freedom to agree with us is one of the most important freedoms that young people have. And to reinforce the idea that the absolute freedom to say approved messages is the kind of freedom we believe in, the school has a review panel to which students must submit their designs to make sure they are permissible expression and not just any old ideas whatsoever, which we also love, since it reminds the subjects in school that their freedoms are granted by permission from those who rule over them, in this case, the high school administrators. But then along comes Sabrina Steffens, who wants to paint the design with crosses and Bible verses proclaiming Jesus as the only way to salvation and that God has good plans for his people. Well, of course, they said no. You can't just have a private student in her private parking space expressing her own private belief in Christianity now, can we? How will anyone be able to tell this isn't the government speaking? Obviously, when someone paints their space with Mets or Yankees logos, it's easy to know the school doesn't pick sides. Or when someone paints a Ford or Chevy symbol, that the school isn't implicated in the brand preference. But obviously, if a school allows Bible verses, everyone's going to think the school itself is advocating salvation by Jesus alone, and that can't be allowed. I know it seems like the same thing, but it's not. Trust me. So they said no, but Sabrina got legal help, and the district reversed its decision because they were scared of losing a legal fight against the Constitution. Stupid Constitution. The whole idea of neutrality toward religion in our schools was supposed to prevent Christianity from having a presence there. Our goal has always been to make it seem like life without religion is perfectly normal because religion is so unimportant that it can be completely ignored in the process of, you know, becoming educated. There's no need for religion, there's no value to religion, and all religions are equal and equally irrelevant, which is why we pretend like they don't even exist, instead of giving children the knowledge to understand the subject for themselves. And obviously, if you don't exclude religion and the things it offers from school, such as meaning and ethics and values, how will you be able to fill their minds with our lessons about the holiness of the planet and the wickedness of America and the permissibility of every sexual activity anyone can dream up? If we can't keep Christianity out, how will we keep our own religion of earth worship, racial disharmony, and sexual relativism front and center for them? We tried so hard to convey the message that sports and cars and nature and hobbies are important enough to be allowed to represent people in their painted parking spaces, whereas religion is simultaneously so dangerous and also so worthless that it should be kept entirely out of the parking lot's gallery of individual art spaces. But no longer. Now some poor impressionable 17-year-olds will be forced to have a cross and a Bible verse accosting them so aggressively from the pavement underneath Sabrina's sedan. An obvious and disgusting example of state-sponsored evangelism so flagrant that it risks undermining the core teaching of K-12 education that religion does not matter, and possibly even giving them the idea that religion might be an important part of some people's lives. Disgusting. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, the horrid, mean-spirited, and misguided writers of a recent article published at thirdway.org entitled, "Was It Something I Said?" For those who haven't been unlucky enough to read it for yourselves, I will summarize. The authors purport to be progressives, like us, and they claim they have identified a key cause of our ongoing failure to get our way in American politics. They claim our problem is we rely too heavily on specialized terminology such as marginalized, othering, anti-inclusive, triggering, microaggressing, postmodernism, patriarchy, oppression, intersectionality, and the like to express ourselves. As a result, the ordinary American voter finds us off-putting, arrogant, and weird, making them distrust us and not want to vote for us, they say. The writers go on to say that using such specialized and unusual vocabulary creates a barrier between our cause and the general population, makes them feel insulted by us, and actively prevents them from even wanting to be on our side. Well, you can immediately recognize that these so-called liberal allies are nothing of the sort. They don't seem to understand our movement at all. It's as if they haven't memorized or even read Gregelian's fifth treatise on the manipulation of language towards a future utopia of esoteric reification. So ignorant. Of course, we use language to separate and alienate. The entire premise of our movement is that the words you use direct the thoughts you're allowed to have. Therefore, the deliberate manufacturing of novel terminology isn't just a byproduct of cultural evolution. It's the very engine of cultural evolution. The raw material of our movement is the deliberate canceling, distorting, and inventing of words. It's through the active manipulation of language that we prove our virtue and purity and distinguish insiders from outsiders, and woe unto the outsiders. How can you teach people that dead naming is wrong if you can't even call it dead naming? How can you destigmatize the language of our penal system if you persist in calling them inmates when they're really citizens suffering non-voluntary confinement? If we don't start calling it chest feeding, how will we disabuse people of the bigotry of thinking that only those identified female at birth are capable of lactational nutrition? It's almost as if these authors want us to be effective in our persuasion rather than self-righteous in our irrelevance. Unbelievable. So no, these so-called experts, we do not need you telling us to speak like ordinary people so that ordinary people can be persuaded. The language you tell us to use is, in fact, the very language of violence, oppression, and patriarchal subjugation. And we will not perpetuate the violence inherent in the system. By using the vocabulary of the oppressors, we will person the barricades of linguistic revolution until the sheer truthiness of Sapir-Whorf linguistic relativism empowers our version of reality to shine forth and deliver the linguistically enslaved masses from the tyranny of our collective language plantation. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, we want to take a moment to offer our strongest support for the Air Force of Finland, which has finally made the bold decision to eliminate swastikas from all of their unit flags. You see, when Finland first became a nation, winning its independence from over a century of Russian imperial rule, Count Erik von Rosen of Sweden donated the first plane to Finland's military in 1918, which carried his personal mark, the swastika, black on a blue background. Well, as you all know, along came the Nazis, who were somewhat uncomfortably allied with the Finns for a while, and of course, their use of the swastika as a symbol is extremely well known, including all the associated horrors of the Third Reich and the Holocaust. Well, after the Germans were defeated, the Finns decided not to abandon all of their swastika imagery, which predated the Nazis by two decades, and which, of course, long predated that around the world. Hindus, Jains, and Buddhists have used the swastika in India and Asia for thousands of years as a symbol of good luck or prosperity. Likewise, the indigenous peoples of North America, including the Hopi, the Navajo, and the Apache, have used it to represent the four directions or spiritual journeys. But none of that matters. The Nazis took it and ruined it, and therefore it is long past time for the Finnish Air Force to finish using it. You see, this is just another excellent example of how history, facts, context, nuance, and knowledge don't really matter. What matters is whether the average poorly educated person finds something offensive, which obviously is the case with the blue, white, and black swastika flags of some units of Finland's Air Force. And if the only way to cater to the shallow sensibilities of the least informed people in a culture is to eradicate a historical marker that pays honor to the founding of your nation's independence, is to get rid of it, well, so be it. As you all know, the motto of our order declares, don't educate, eradicate. When in doubt, cast it out. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
627 on News Radio 92.3. PJ is in for one last day for John.
Final day.
You've done great filling in.
Thank you
so much. All right. Tell him what's going on the roads.
All right. There's still a vehicle crash. State Road 89 just south of Wells Pond Road in J. They are saying the roadway is clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, thank you very much. First Lady Melania Trump says the robots are here.
Our future is no longer science fiction.
She made those comments yesterday after leading a meeting at the White House for the White House Task Force on Artificial Intelligence Education. She says it's critical to manage AI's growth responsibly. The meeting coming just a few months now after President Trump signed an executive order seeking to incorporate AI into classrooms. Italian fashion designer Giorgio Armani has died at 91. The Armani Group announced his death yesterday. He's known for featuring an Italian aesthetic in his clothing. Of course, his work has been featured on red carpets around the world. He also designed over 100 costumes for various movies. And Andrew, today is the 104th anniversary of Florida State Road 1 opening in Santa Rosa County. You might know it as the old Spanish Trail Highway, the first planned cross-country highway intended to run from St. Augustine all the way to the Pacific Ocean, built right after World War I. Each county was responsible for building their own section of the highway. It was originally one lane, paved with bricks. Santa Rosa County's opened on Labor Day, September 5th, 1921. A lot of it still exists today, and it's one of just maybe a couple of 1920s brick roads still drivable.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. Very interesting stuff. We'll talk about the Escambia County Commission meeting last night, disappointing though it was, on the Baptist Project. We'll talk about that coming up. Right now, if you need to build something, you need to repair something, you need to remodel something, Pensacola Hardware is a great source of not just stuff, okay? They have good stuff. What they specialize in is, it may not necessarily be the cheapest, okay? But it is going to be the best. And sometimes best is actually cheaper in the long run. You get that, right? Anyway, they want to make sure you understand how to use it. They want to make sure you solve your problem. They have this institutional knowledge that is unsurpassed. They are your people. They know how to build things, how to fix things, how to repair things. They are the commercial construction supply business for the experts. They're your individual advisors and guidance counselors if you're trying to do something yourself. Go ask them. They'll tell you how to do it. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown since 1851, the oldest business in Florida, 20 East Gregory Street. Stop by today.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi, President Trump.
Robotics Doctorate Program. The funding aims to explore how technology can support military operations and address local challenges like disaster response. Dr. Kristen Venable is leading the research. She says the program focuses on reinforcement learning, enabling autonomous systems like drones to adapt to their environments without human interaction. Now, the federal government ramping up efforts to combat human smuggling. Attorney General Pam Bondi was in Florida yesterday to announce the expansion of Joint Task Force Alpha, a team of prosecutors, agents, and international partners targeting human smuggling and trafficking networks. Bondi says the JTFA is responsible for recently breaking up a smuggling operation involving six suspects from Tampa. Bondi says that they're out investigating and prosecuting more aggressively than ever before. Well, Florida's Surgeon General may have some more work to do if he's going to get lawmakers on board with removing vaccine mandates. Dr. Joseph Latipo yesterday announcing that he wants to eliminate all vaccine mandates for kids entering school. But to get that done, he needs to put a bill through the state legislature. Lawmakers so far have seemed a bit reluctant to express support publicly. Senate President Ben Alberton and House Speaker Daniel Perez have not said whether they would approve that bill. It's 6:35, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Good morning, PJ.
Good morning, David. Traffic's brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit progressive.com today. I-10 and 110 are both looking good right now. State Road 89 still dealing with that vehicle crash just south of Wells Pound Road in J. They're saying the roadway's clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you. 67 and sunny skies this morning. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We are going to have a beautiful day today with temperatures around 90 degrees for your high. Just a small 10% chance of a stray shower, otherwise mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. For Saturday, 20% chance of a stray shower, otherwise mostly sunny, high near 90 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 73. Keeping that beautiful weather on Sunday with plenty of sunshine, high near 90 and a low near 69. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
68 degrees and sunshine. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. President Trump has re-upped a warning that he will soon impose what he calls fairly substantial tariffs on semiconductor imports from companies who don't shift production to the U.S. Trump has said he will spare firms like Apple that expand investments domestically. He made the comments at a White House dinner last night, hosting leaders of the world's tech giants. The maker of ChatGPT is making a rival to LinkedIn. OpenAI has announced it's developing an AI-powered jobs platform as it grows its consumer-facing apps. It could place Microsoft in a bind. The tech giant is OpenAI's biggest investor and also owns LinkedIn. The OpenAI jobs platform is expected to launch next year. The soon-to-be-released monthly jobs report is all anybody's talking about on Wall Street this morning. Investors will parse the report for clues on the health of the American labor market. Futures are mixed heading in, but the S&P starts at a record high. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me.
Board, if there's no further questions, is there anything we want to discuss before we meet tonight for public forum?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, this Baptist Hospital thing has lingered on with the city. I'd like to get this thing on the agenda and vote it up or vote it down.
So in the agenda review, it was technically the end of the committee on the whole. They didn't really call for a separate agenda review, but that's basically what they were doing. They had heard the whole presentation from John Robinson about the Animal Welfare Center. And then, hey, we're an agenda review here for tonight. Anything? And Lumen says, Baptist. Okay, cool. Here we go. This is what the mayor had asked for. This is what we thought might happen. Lumen May would bring the item to the agenda, and he explains.
I do have a recommendation that I'll be bringing forth. I mean, obviously, the appetite of this board was not to give the amount of money that the mayor requested, but I do think that there is a solution that will bring health care, food, and affordable housing that the county can participate in. So I'd like to be able to add that to the...
So if you were hoping for a clean $2 million vote, Lumen himself says, no, not willing to do that. Mike Kohler jumps in with...
Is this a discussion item, or are we asking to vote on money tonight?
I mean, I would prefer to vote it up or down. We've had a discussion. I mean, it's been in three...
How often do we meet public notification for that?
It is not illegal to do an add-on that involves an expenditure of public funds.
Yeah. I'm not sure why Mike is asking the question. He knows that. Now, add-ons are not ideal, but when a commissioner has been trying to get something on the agenda and keeps getting thwarted and then brings it as an add-on, it's not really the commissioner's fault that it's an add-on. But yeah, you can add items. Now, it's not ideal because the notice requirement for meetings is the intent is that people have several days to decide if they want to show up to a meeting and participate and give public input. And when you do an add-on in the morning and then you have the meeting at night, that's not a lot of notice, but everybody knows that things get added and they are allowed to do this. It is perfectly legal to do it. And as we've talked about this thing so many times, it's not like some sudden item, you know, hey, let's spend $25 million with one hearing on a, you know, ball field or whatever, which was not an add-on item, to be fair. Ridiculous though it was. still sudden. Anyway, we've talked this to death. It's not some sudden thing. So, you know, he asks Allison Rogers is the county attorney. She says it's not illegal. Now, be careful what the one hand gives and the butt hand takes away, because the butt hand said,
but if we are talking about an expenditure of funds in the nature of $500,000 to $2 million, which has been involved in some of the previous conversations, I would say that it has definitely been frowned upon by this board to do an add-on of that nature without it being in the published agenda.
Frowned upon? What in the world does that mean? Frowned upon. You know, it's legal, but I'm going to look at you with a side eye. Frowned upon? What is the frowned upon standard? There's no frowned upon statute. No frowned upon ordinance. There's no USV frowned upon precedent. Frowned upon? What does that mean? And frowned upon by this board? Like prior boards frowned upon having add-on items? Well, prior boards can't constrain future boards. It's a matter for this board to decide whether they want to have add-on items. And again, add-ons are not ideal. But is it just an add-on that suddenly sprung to surprise people and have to wait for 4 hours of a meeting in order to hear it? Or is it an add-on that we've talked about many times that is only an add-on because it couldn't be gotten through the regular agenda process like it's supposed to be? Any commissioner can bring any item. And literally the point of having an agenda review is, he asks, do you have any other items? Because we have add-ons. So it's, I told you yesterday, this whole thing was weird. It gets extra weird here.
I'm opening that, Mr. Chairman, but I don't know when it's been added on. We got 3 new members, so. So I don't know when it was frowned upon. I mean,
right?
In general, by this particular board. But if the motion needs to be made to give staff some direction on what to do with the solution, I'm open to that and to bring it back for a vote for the dollars if that satisfies our legal department, if that's what she's indicating.
So Lumen starts by saying, I want to have a vote up or down on this and what funding we're going to do. Allison gives him the frowned upon response. And Mike Kohler is going to say, well, I don't know. I think the Ethics Commission wouldn't like us to add on an item like this.
It's 48 hours, and we haven't honored that. That's what I was told.
Well, I mean, and that's fine, and I can live with that. But this has been talked about at 4 different meetings. This is nothing new. This has been a discussion item. It's been an agenda item. And candidly, I don't care how people vote. I mean, I'm tired of the conversations. We can vote it up. We can vote it down. People can vote their conscience. We're going to bring something forward that we think that's something that's a great compromise.
For some reason, I clipped the beginning of that improperly, and it's Mike said, I've talked to the Ethics Commission. They told, you know, and their precedent apparently is 48 hours. Now, I don't know whether he means that in general that's his takeaway from the Ethics Commission, that they recommend 48 hours, or whether he's actually contacted them about this specific item. I don't know. It wasn't clear to me. But in any case, Lumen says, look, this is important. We need to talk about this. We need to do this. And there, again, as Allison led with, it's not illegal. It is allowed. Whatever frowned upon means is a legal standard, I do not know. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good. Not showing any slowdowns in Pine Forest or Carr City. I'm PJ with the traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. So Lumen is getting kind of pushed off a little bit here, and he's willing to let it happen.
This is a major project in my district. Baptist Hospital is a significant project. The state has already participated. The city has already participated. So I don't see this as something that has not been talked about. But if that's your desire, Mr. Chairman, and that's what you're getting advice from legal, I still want to add it to the agenda, and we can bring it back for ratification or a vote on dollars, if that's what you're saying.
So now we're just going to have a discussion, and then eventually maybe later we can have a discussion about actual money. Meanwhile, the city says we got deadlines that are expiring, the state money. All kinds of parties, including the bid to do the demolition, are kind of hanging on the answer from the county of whether they will or will not put up any money, $500,000, $1 million, $2 million. You know, that's been the ask is $2 million, which is what they originally said they would be willing to do, and they have been backtracking ever since.
But I do.
Well, I think in this situation, that would be the the right thing to do so we stay out of trouble. Allison, give us guidance.
It's up to the board to determine by a majority vote whether or not to allow it onto the agenda this evening at the beginning of your meeting. That is one of the things that the board does, is it votes on whether or not to allow an item to be on the agenda or to vote it off of the agenda. The board can do that. It is definitely frowned upon. The board has previously tried to not allow add-ons or what last-minute additions that involve significant expenditures.
I mean, it's actually for this board to make that decision. This board of these five commissioners, not previous board. It's weird she's saying it that way. Because, again, the frowned-upon standard is not a standard. It's legal or it's illegal. Is it a great idea? Is it a bad idea? Does it set a bad precedent? You can say all that, but the frowned upon, it's such a weird expression. And listen, I like Allison. I just don't know why she's taking this particular approach on this subject. Ashley Hoffberger, as is often the case, is going to weigh in here with what I think is probably the best comment anybody makes.
Mr. Hoffberger, you have a comment?
I do. We, like Commissioner May said, we've discussed this at three or four meetings. It's been one of the hotter topics since I've been on the board. And I've received quite a few emails. I received a text message yesterday from somebody I don't even know with a picture of one of the other medical facilities that says, please don't let this happen to Baptist, which I feel like is a good point. So I know that I've received quite a few requests from my constituents asking us pretty much either donate or tell them you're not going to donate to the project. So for transparency purposes, I would like to vote it up or vote it down and let the community know where we stand. And I feel like we've discussed it at length, so it's not a surprise project to the community, and we've had significant input at this point. So I would second Commissioner May's request for that to go on the agenda.
Well, we don't vote at the Cal, but so we can't do that administratively. So what? Bring it up at agenda tonight, Commissioner May, and we'll either vote it up or down. Fair enough?
Fair enough to me.
Okay. This convenes. We'll meet at 4:30 this evening, folks. Thank you.
So the decision was to decide at the night meeting. Okay, so the night meeting comes along, and at the very beginning, Lumen says...
Are there any items to add to the agenda, Commissioner Berry?
No, sir.
Commissioner May?
I think I discussed it this morning. I would assume that it's there because it was published.
Is it a discussion? Yes. To put it on the schedule?
Yeah, I mean...
From Allison, you changed it. You want to put
so,
it on the
schedule? I mean, obviously, Mr. Chairman, I've talked to council, and I think that you've talked to council.
So he wants to bring it up, and he's wanting to make sure that nobody thinks he's doing anything unethical or illegal in bringing up the add-on item.
Although it's nothing unethical or illegal by adding a item, I think, you know, we would like to continue to add this for a discussion to give direction, and I'll be bringing that motion forward.
I have no problem putting it in the 16th. I do think there's a problem, though.
Well, I mean, I understand that you think it's a problem, yeah. And that's your opinion, and that's fine. But I mean, I'm not going to have that
but
debate.
But you're okay with that?
But I mean, we're going to bring it forward. It has to end by the 29th. And
so they're talking about whether they're going to actually vote on money tonight, and the answer sounds like not going to vote on money tonight. Going to vote on, I don't know, a plan to have a plan to have a plan to vote on money later at the 16th meeting.
For the record, it has been discussed four times for the record. And so regardless of what the Ethics Commission says or what anyone says, this is not something that was just thought of yesterday. So I'm happy to have that discussion when we have that discussion.
All right. So it kind of gets added, and it's going to be a discussion item. So then we got to wait through 3.5 hours of the meeting, 4 hours of the meeting. And eventually we get to the very end when they're going to talk about this. And Lumen begins with a very, 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 very long, as is often his case, soliloquy on all the things.
I've never intended on giving any money for demolition, but I do recognize the importance of Baptist Hospital in my district. It's critical. You know, just as Outline Field 8 is in my two colleagues to my left, as maybe ST Aerospace is to my commissioner, Hoffberger, I mean, just as important as things are to you in the Warrenton area. Baptist Hospital is important.
He says it's important to get health care into that area, which has longstanding been one of the issues. Baptist said there'd be a health care lingering, and there hasn't been, and that's been one of the complaints, that there's no health care for the people who live in that area, who are generally poorer than average, who generally don't have much transportation, and who have relied on access to Baptist for health care services. That's just all true. Eventually, you know, he says, look, why don't we just, I don't know, somebody else handle this.
I would only ask tonight that we direct our administrator and our lawyer to work with the city attorney and the mayor to come back with something that we can vote on. They have to the end of September. We have a meeting on September 16th that doesn't stop them from getting the deal done. And I was simply, and put it on the record because this is being obviously recorded and everybody's anxious.
So send Allison and Wes to talk with DC and figure out, you know, if there's, and Baptist presumably, and figure out, is there something else that we can do? Is there some way to do it? He talks about there being two buildings that the city has committed, one for community center and one for healthcare, which, you know, makes sense. But Lumen's also frustrated the perception that this was some last minute move by him.
I want to be on record. This was not a last minute decision. I take a little issue with anyone that says that this is just something that popped up and I added to the agenda. We've talked about this in perpetuity. Even in the last meeting that the mayor was here, we said we will put it on the next agenda. We would have it on the agenda to vote it up or down. It was not put on the agenda for whatever reason. But I do, you know, anybody that has an attorney who says it may be legal, may not be legal, it's gray, but I highly advise not to do it. I'm not going to do anything against the advice of our legal counsel. So I'm not going to bring anything for a vote tonight.
Well, there's a lot more still to be said. I'll cover it next hour. I'll give you the sense of the meeting. You know, in the meeting, you have to wait for anything to happen. And then this show, I'll give you that, you know, you have to wait until next hour to have the resolution, such as it's not going to be. 6:53 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to get somebody who's got expert advice, somebody who's got a lot of experience. They know how to solve problems. They know, you know, what's normal. It's one of these things where a lot of real estate agents, and this, God love them, that's great. You know, they might sell a house or two a month, and they have the kind of experience that comes with selling a house or two a month. It's not nothing. It's more than I have by far. But Christina and her folks at Levin Rinke Realty, you know, they sell 165 homes last year. Okay. They're selling 3.5-4 a week, you know, 15 to 20, maybe 25 every month. And that gives you a certain level of knowledge that just doesn't come with 1 to 2 a month. And so they know what's normal. They know what you can ask for, what you can't ask for, what you can say no to, what you have to say yes to, you know, all of that stuff. That kind of, and also, you know, help you ask better questions, help you think about your situation and whether this, whether it's a new home or, you know, you can, by the way, you can work with the builders. That's something she does all the time for folks. Or if it's a, you know, you're trying to buy a second home or you're trying to buy an investment property, whatever, it's perspective that comes from experience, which they have. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good. If you're on US 98 east and westbound through Navarre, that is flowing smoothly. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
When you need any job done outdoors, you need Five Star Outdoor Services. They handle it all. Lawn care, landscaping, power washing, concrete, clearing, decks, privacy fencing, you name it, they can do it. With pride in their work and at a price that's right. Five Star Outdoor Services is a local company with your satisfaction their main goal. Dependable, reliable, and affordable. See for yourself. Google Five Star Outdoor Services or check them out on Facebook for all jobs outdoors. Five Star Outdoor Services.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Yabba-dabba-doo!
Red leather pants and bandanas, baby. That's my era. 657 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Did you say red leather pants?
It's a lover boy, baby. And give me that curly hair, bandanas,
that's a mental
weird almost pants. Rock songs. What's that?
Parachute pants, too.
For lover boy? Or you mean for the era?
Just for the era.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, that's right. Tight roll jeans. Come on, baby. Bring it all back.
Some things you just can't get out of your mind. Italian fashion designer Giorgio Armani has died at 91. That was announced by the Armani Group on Thursday. He's known for designs that have been worn on red carpets over the years and also designing hundreds of costumes for movies. Some artificial sweeteners, Andrew, could be linked to cognitive decline. There's a new study out of Brazil found that people who consumed a teaspoon a day of artificial sweeteners, the equivalent of one diet soda, showed a 60% faster decline in their ability to remember words compared to people who consumed lower levels of
sugar,
artificial
baby.
Sweeteners.
Just sugar. Just use
raw
sugar.
Raw cane sugar. That's the way to
That's
go.
That's fine, yeah. No problem.
And the 11-year-old boy shot in the back while playing Ding Dong Ditch will be laid to rest tomorrow. Julian Guzman, he was killed last Saturday in Houston after pulling the prank at the home of Gonzalo Leon Jr. Leon is now charged with murder after he came outside and opened fire as Guzman ran away.
All right, we're going to end the hour on this uplifting note. Hemorrhoids. If
you and I have different ideas of uplifting, I think.
The new research shows that if you want to avoid hemorrhoids, which I trust me, none of you want, get off your phones in the bathroom. People who are on their phones when they're sitting spend far more time sitting, and this is now linked to hemorrhoids.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pennsylvania.